USDA's Economic Research Service reported this week that the U.S. peanut acreage last year rebounded by 27% to 1.35 million planted acres, with Georgia accounting for most of that increase, about 40% in Georgia. On this basis, production soared 25% to 5.2 billion pounds of peanuts, ranking it behind only the 2012 harvest as the second largest crop in history. Summer dryness curtailed peanut yields in the southeast a little bit and trimmed the national average to 3,932 pounds per acre from the 4,001 pounds in 2013 and 14. Even so, the 2014 yield was still the third highest ever for recording peanut yields. Florida, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Texas, and Virginia all set records. So USDA is saying now abundant supplies of peanuts are available to support demand in the country this year. Slow but steady growth is anticipated in the domestic market and the use of peanuts. In contrast, peanut exports for last year may decline moderately, they said, from the previous 2 years to 1.05 billion pounds. That would still represent the third largest export on record for peanuts. So season-ending stocks could end up about 5% higher than last year, or a carry-forward of 1.96 billion pounds. In the year 2014, 53% of the peanuts were stored, and from there only 34% is in the hands of the shellers. The farmers are waiting for the market to develop so they can pull those peanuts out of the loam. We're still having trouble getting blanching capacity from the U.S. It's limited right now. They only export about 3,000 tons a month, and that's not enough. Most of the raw shell goes to Canada and Mexico, and the blanch go into the Netherlands and France. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.